said, folding her hands behind her back and hanging her head in shame. Christopher would not allow her to get off so easily. He also folded his hands behind his back, but lifted his eyes to meet his father. "She accused me of lying and not doing my duty. If she were a boy or a knight, I would have challenged her for such an insult to my honor." He thought his speech would impress his father. Catherine turned, her eyes glaring on him, her long hair spilling over her shoulder. "You are not a knight yet, Christopher, and if you cannot own your mistakes, I doubt you ever will become one. What would you know about knighthood? Obviously, more than you do."
"That is enough," their father shouted to be heard over their bickering.
Both of the children hung their heads and became silent. Their father's horse stamped impatiently, ready to be in its stall.
"What has happened to cause this commotion, Christopher?"
"The goat is missing and she wants to blame me. It was her turn to watch it graze," Christopher glared at his sister. "Besides, why should I have to watch a goat anyway? I am a squire, and—"
"Papa, that is not true. Mama put him in charge of the goat."
"Come inside,"
their father commanded in a low tone. The brother and sister followed him, neither daring to lift their gaze to meet his. They entered the manor that housed their family. The floor was covered in a fresh layer of straw that gave their home a sweet smell. One of the servants walked through with a basket of laundry, no doubt preparing for their departure on the morrow. Their mother looked up from her mending and carefully laid aside the shirt before rising to her feet. She looked at each of the twins and sighed.
"What were they arguing about this time?"
"Who was in charge of the goat this morning?" their father asked, his voice a mixture of weariness and frustration.
"I asked Christopher to take it out to the pasture, and Catherine to go after the midday meal," she replied. Their father turned. Both the children placed their hands behind their backs and hung their heads.
"Catherine, did you go out to the pasture right after the midday meal?"
The girl bit her lip, looking 5 instead of 15.
"Not right after midday, but—"
Her father held up his hand. "Go to our neighbors and ask them if they have seen the goat."
"By myself?" she squeaked.
Her father gave her a stern look. A tear slipped down Catherine's cheek. Could he give her a worse punishment? She could already feel nervousness in her stomach and her cheeks growing warm at the thought of talking to all those people. It seemed a cruel task to give to one so shy. However, she knew she could not argue with her father. She turned and left the room quickly.
"Son, did you take the goat to the pasture and stay with it, as your mother said?"
Christopher bit his lip.
"I took it to the pasture and stayed with it until midday, as mother asked."
"Are you telling me that you left the goat in the pasture alone and defenseless?"
Christopher swallowed hard.
"Aye, father."
His father sighed and sank into his chair.
"What am I going to do with you?"
Christopher lifted his gaze.
"It was not my fault. Catherine was the one."
"You acted as irresponsibly as she did,"
his father reproved, without raising his voice. "Perhaps you were even more in the wrong. You are my oldest son, a knight in training, and yet you cannot be trusted even to watch a goat for a few hours. You know that the goat might wander off or fall prey to wild beasts without protection." Christopher wanted to defend himself, but stayed silent. He would wait until his father asked him to explain, and then he would show his father that the loss of the goat was Catherine's fault. Sir Jonathan stood and paced the room. "You are 15 and nearly ready to become a knight, yet you understand less about responsibility than many pages. It seems no matter what I say, nothing makes an impression on you. I know that it's not Sir Leonard's lack of trying to teach you either."
"Do not worry, father. I will prove myself in the war that is coming," Christopher quickly said. "I will make you proud. I cannot be bothered with goats right now. I must use all my time to prepare for the coming battle."
His father stopped pacing and turned his penetrating stare once again to his son.
"Prove yourself in battle?"
Christopher nodded eagerly. Perhaps now his father would understand.
"Aye, goats and the like are women's work, but when I get to battle, I will be able to prove to you all I have learned. I will do honor for our